This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, we.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Welcome to this hot and
brand new week. It's like 100 degrees right now. It is, things are heating up on Bravo. It's, you know, it is summer everywhere.
You know, it's crazy to think about. Like, of course, everyone wants to be at this point in their office just for a sense of normalcy. But I have to say, can you imagine being on the subway platform, like, in this heat?
No. I mean, I took the subway over the weekend and I already was, like, melting. I went to get a haircut. I took the subway to get there, and it's one of those things where even though they wash your hair when you get there, you still feel like you want to look presentable. And so I'm like, I don't know. I always have that feeling where it's like, I don't want to look like a sweaty mess when I walk into the salon. So I'm like on the subway already like thinking about, I'm like, oh my God, like, am I sweating? Like,
you have to get a fan, like one of those portable fans.
I should. And oh my God, I should get one of the ones that has like a spray bottle attached to it so I can mist myself.
And you're like, you're at a day camp, like all the little kids at camp. I have the one that plugs into my phone battery. Like it's such a tiny little fan and it's so powerful, but it uses your phone battery. Nothing's easy.
Barry, we got those at our Betches staycation last year. Those were like
Yeah, because of me.
I definitely still. I think I took two, and maybe one of them is still on my desk in the office.
It's so good. It works really well.
I should be able to find one somewhere, and that is a very good idea. Honestly, maybe I'll try and get my electric bill down and just use that in bed instead of my AC.
Speaking of electric bill, actually, my bill. Oh, God. Me or my roommate have not been at our apartment, obviously, for like 4 months. And, well, you know, we've been there here and there, but we haven't been really living there. And our bill came this month and was like double the amount. And like, we haven't used our air conditioner. We haven't been there. So it made zero sense. But apparently they're doing, Con Ed, yeah, I'm going to call you out, is doing it based on last year's number.
Oh, you told me that they like just estimated.
I did. Oh yeah. Well, we got it fixed and they sent an updated bill and we overpaid and our bill for this month is $7.
Oh my God. My bill for this month is not $7, but also
well,
I've
we paid
my-
all the, we paid it. So like, it's not like that cool. We just we overpaid, but imagine your bill every month is $7. That would be, whew.
I would be buying myself a Chanel bag like every month.
Just yeah, kidding. Like that is definitely money, how but. You save. Yeah.
Okay, so we have the Shaws of Sunset Reunion Part 2 to talk about today. But before we get to that, I want to talk about some Instagram drama that went down yesterday that maybe was not that big of a deal. So
that's a funny way of like...
That's the best way to introduce a topic.
It's so, really accurate too.
So Lala Kent and one Randall Emmett, engaged couple, were supposed to be married in April before the world ended. They are currently in Puerto Rico together, finishing up Randall's movie that they were shooting before the pandemic, which is starring Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. They met on the set of Randall's movie, fun fact.
Wow, so I can totally tell this movie's probably going to be so good.
Definitely. So
do
they're
you hear
all in
the sarcasm in my voice.
Yes. So they're all in Puerto Rico together right now. And then yesterday, Lala deleted all of her photos on Instagram with Randall in them and posted on her story. I'm going to read the message. "Dear God, it is I who has made my life a mess. I have done it, but I cannot undo it. My mistakes are mine, and I will begin a searching and fearless moral inventory. I will write down my wrongs, but I will also include that which is good. I pray for the strength to complete the task." So
what? Like, what?
So, okay, when she posted that, the two kind of immediate thoughts were, did something happen with her and Randall?
Right.
Or did something happen with her sobriety? And we didn't know any details, but like all the photos got deleted, which was just weird. And people were pointing out that they didn't follow each other on Instagram, but fun fact, they never have followed each other on Instagram and they've
I knew that. Yeah.
It's funny though, whenever there's like rumors or drama with any kind of celebrity pairing, people are always like, they unfollowed each other. And it's like, no. They haven't followed each other in months, if not
years.
Can
you imagine not following your significant other? Like, I stalk people who I'm not even dating. So imagine the people that, the person that you are dating. That's kind of, I don't know, it's just weird to me.
I respect the idea that they're like, oh, it's better, but it's like, do you not just look at their profile anyway? Like,
and what do you mean it's better? Then do you not trust each other? Like, what do you mean? You're right, adults.
I think Lala has said that it's toxic for them to follow each other, and it's like, okay, but like,
that's
you're
not
still
normal.
Seeing all the pictures and stuff. I don't know. but so anyway, then after that, Randall later in the day posted a photo of Lala with his two kids and said, like, all is well or happy. And it was a photo from May that he had posted before, which a lot of people were like, it's an old picture. And it's like, okay, he still posted it today.
Right, exactly.
And then on his story, they were like on a boat together. Randall's mom is in Puerto Rico right now. They were with the kids. And then just within the last hour, Lala posted a photo of them kissing each other and said, y'all, we didn't break up. I'm petty. So when he pisses me off, his photos go to the archive. Then I re-add them. I mean, I have this dude's name tattooed on my arm. He's stuck with me. And you made a funny point about the tattoo.
Yeah, I commented and said, Jax also had Stassi's tattoo name tattooed on his arm. And now everyone's like, either agreeing or disagreeing with me. One girl is really funny. This Sarah Ellis was like, she wrote, but after they already had been broken up for a year and he was desperate to get her back, the Toms still have their Bubba and Bacon A butt tattoos and those relationships. And then she said, so the tattoo record is currently 3-1. it's true.
It's funny because I appreciate the pettiness of Lala. It's funny because I'm not like a huge Lala fan in terms of the show, but I have somehow become invested in their relationship.
In her life.
And I would actually be like fairly upset if they broke up.
I wouldn't be upset, but like, I feel like they've put a lot of effort into this relationship. So in that sense, it would be,
Surprised.
Surprising.
I would be more surprised if they broke up than like Brittany and Jax.
Well, I mean, Dylan, if Brittany and Jax broke up, I would go on with my day without even like a pause.
I would literally look at the notification and be like,
so surprised it took so long. Sorry.
don't apologize. Okay, so all is good, all is well in Lala and Randland, I guess. I want to know when they're going to get married because, you know, who knows when weddings are going back to normal. So are they just going to do like a little micro wedding, a mini-money perhaps?
Perhaps, but you know what? Now that all of these couples, I know a lot of breakups and get-togethers happen on movie sets, but if I need to get on a movie set to meet my boyfriend, future husband, sign me up, Randall. Sign me up.
You should, oh my gosh, you should get cast in a Randall Emmett film and then hopefully he can do a movie that has like three eligible actor men in it. And so
why don't you write the movie, Dylan, and Randall will produce it and I will star in it. Oh my God. Manifest it. This is happening.
And there'll be like, it'll be like a Mamma Mia situation where there are like three guys in the, not like okay. the story, but there'll be okay. like three guys. And so then when you're on the set, you have like three choices of who you want to have a fling.
Okay.
With.
This isn't like so bad.
Okay. Coming to theaters 2022.
We have to gear up. Okay.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Shaw's Part 2 could have easily been cut down to just like Shaw's Part 1.5. You know?
Oh my gosh, yes. This could have totally been... Honestly, they should have just done one 90-minute episode.
Or one regular hour and cut out the bullshit and like make a good, legit reunion. Guys, okay, we talked about the same fight for 2 hours if you combine both episodes. The same fight.
Right. I feel like overall it's like there in the first half there was like one little segment about Mike and Paulina and one little segment about Nima and Gigi, and then half of it was about Reza and MJ, and then part two, the whole thing was about Reza and MJ.
I've never seen that. They made the cast members leave. I was like, wow.
I don't think they've ever done, I mean, I guess it makes more sense that it's easier to do with the virtual reunion, but still, I don't think they've ever done that where they had full-time cast members exit.
Imagine it was in real life and they just made everyone like go behind stage.
Right. Imagine it real at a Housewives reunion, Andy being like, okay, Nene, go. Nene, Kenya, get out.
Like, that's so weird.
Also, it was funny because Gigi was like, can I watch? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to like cut your computer off.
But also, Dylan and I made a fun drinking game last night. There were two versions of it. We could drink anytime MJ or anyone got up out of their seat because that happened so often that you would be blacked out by the time the reunion was over. And the other one was drink anytime MJ mentioned how much blood she lost and how many different versions she said.
Okay, so a little quiz.
Which is obviously nothing to joke about, but like in this sense, we can joke about it.
But I think, and even Mike and other people on the show have made this point that it's nobody is minimizing or making light of what specifically she went through, but she is 100% using it, 100%, which is close to the amount of blood supply that she lost. She's using it as a way to deflect from the actual issues that are being discussed. And it's like, okay, everybody knows that you almost died and had 2/3 of your blood supply outside of your body. Like, nobody is questioning anything about her medical stuff. That was never an issue. But when you're talking about who was talking to Ali Ashouri and who was spreading the blah, 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 and it seems pretty clear that MJ had some role in that, whether it's, you know, the better version or the worse version, for her to just get up in the camera and start yelling about being 6 hours at Cedars-Sinai, almost dying on the table, it's like, you're deflecting.
You're missing like what the point of this argument is. It's not
It reminds me almost on Real Housewives of Dallas, when anytime Leanne would get confronted about something, she would just start crying about her childhood. Like, it's a very different scenario, but just the kind of like deflection, yeah, and clear kind of trying to get the sympathy card. And it's like, MJ, I don't dislike MJ. I don't think she's totally wrong in this situation, but it's like, come on, we get it.
Yeah. Go ahead. I was just gonna say that it was interesting because Gigi hardly spoke this episode. The only thing she said, you know how I feel about bad digs. Like, I hate it so much. It's so like, if you're gonna offend someone, like, do it full out. Don't like stutter or something. And she was like, out of the blue, she was like, oh, like MJ was talking and she was like, just hurry up. Like, you sound like you're like 100 years old. I was like, wow, Gigi, that was, you know, that was...
It was funny because Andy kept telling people to let her finish talking about MJ.
Right.
When MJ was the only one talking. And so I thought it was like, it was fair that Gigi pointed that out, but then it's like, okay, but then let her speak.
Right. Like, she cut her off like while trying to say finish, but it was so also dragged out. And she's like, you sound like you're old. Like, God,
I'm gray hairs and I had listening to you talk.
Yeah.
I think it's weird because... So there are like 6 or 7 people in the cast of this show, and they made it so clear through this reunion that we really only need to care about 2 of them. And I feel like that's a really tough, if you're thinking about if they were to do a next season, what would the cast look like, blah, 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 blah. I feel like it's a really tough way to kind of set it up to basically be like, okay, the rest of you can go. The whole season really just boils down to this one issue.
They were really doing it because all these two, I agree with you, but all these two have been doing is bickering, and they were saying in a way Mike is a good mediator, which, by the way, he didn't mediate this conversation. No. But we've even said that when the season was on, which was months ago, that the original shots, like, I miss the original, like, cast. They were like friends. They were new. It was like a nice vibe, even though there were fights, and now it's just so freaking random that, like, there's no connection really. And
it's interesting because even then, when it got down to just the two of them, and Mike was there, but like, who cares? When it was just the two of them, they still were just yelling over each other, and especially Reza would say like 2 words, and MJ would immediately be calling him a liar and saying he's fake and whatever. And I think the frustrating thing was that the reason this reunion was anticipated was because it's like, okay, we're finally going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to sort things out. Will they make up? Won't they make up? And it really didn't seem like either of them came ready to work through anything. They came ready to yell and with their digs and stuff, but like, there really was no resolution. And the only kind of quote-unquote resolution we got was after the fact.
Yeah.
The last 10 minutes of this was so strange, to me, at least. So, basically, the reunion ended with 10
minutes. With Vita. We saw Vita.
Vita came on. It was very sweet. I thought it was really strange that he didn't bring back the full cast. He was like... MJ and Reza each say one thing that you miss about your friendship with the other. Okay, thanks, guys. And then we never saw Gigi and Nima and Destiny. And I was like, okay, I guess they're gone. And then Destiny probably was like naked by that point. She was like, I'm not putting my dress back on.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
So then we cut to afterwards, like a real scene that has been shot by a camera crew.
4 weeks later, it said 4 weeks later, and Reza just happens to be in his robe making coffee with cameras there. You're right. With
cameras like, there.
Ugh. Whenever cameras are there, it's not genuine. Like, the cameras are there.
So he gets a FaceTime call from MJ, who's like sitting on a park bench somewhere by a weird fake looking lake. And she has cameras there as well. So we see them through the FaceTime, but they're both being filmed. And it's...
Well, the only thing I can think of is maybe they didn't know. Like, maybe they just... This could be true, though. Maybe, like, Reza was told the cameras will be here. We're filming something. And then maybe the cameras were on MJ's side and they said, you fate are like, we'll set this up. Like, maybe it was a setup. We don't know.
But the thing
I can
is,
only it, hope.
Was so, it was so weird because at the end, so they had this call and I mean, they didn't really, nothing really happened other than that they both were like upset and saying they want to move forward, whatever. But at the end, Reza's like, thanks for calling. This was such a nice surprise. And I'm like, you have cameras in your house.
Well, right. He was like a pleasant surprise. And I was like...
And they haven't been filming... I mean, they haven't filmed in like a year. So it's like...
Well, maybe that's why I'm thinking it could have been like a surprise in that sense. Like, he knew something was going to happen. He knew, but he wasn't expecting it to be MJ. Like, I don't know. But
I
after all
like,
this time, we still don't know if they're friends.
After that reunion, if they did keep it vague, I don't know how he would think it was about anything else besides him and MJ.
I know. Imagine they're like, okay, Nima's going to call you. He'll be like, what the fuck?
Okay, Destiny's going to call you. You're just going to talk shit for a minute. It is crazy to me that we are in, it's pandemic times. Cases in California are scary. I don't know exactly the timeline of this, but if they filmed that scene 4 weeks after the reunion, it must have been pretty recent. I would say probably in this month, in July. Mm-hmm. And it's just so funny to me that they had production crews get back up and running, or at least, maybe they were small crews, I don't know. But it's like to film this little vignette of them calling
I know,
other,
well,
like,
I don't okay. know, because MJ was outside, so she had that going for her. So, and then
it was,
Reza could have been like one person, like you never know.
It was funny to see, actually, she was sitting on the bench and there were people like walking and biking and stuff in the background that you could see were wearing masks. And it's funny because that's the first footage we've seen on any Bravo show that's been like filmed
during the pandemic.
Pandemic
yeah.
time. So it's funny to see, I mean, thinking about any show that's been filming in the last few months, that's probably what it's going to be like, where there's like people in masks and, you know, social distancing stuff. So it's interesting to get like a little sneak peek at that. But it was just a strange way, because I don't know, I'm trying to think of another show's reunion that incorporated like new real footage like that, and I don't know.
I feel like it's happened one other time where they do or maybe it wasn't a reunion, it was part of the show, like
right.
the finale or something, because I feel like we have seen it. I just can't think right now like what it was, but
it almost
where, like,
reminds
we had
me,
a FaceTime.
It almost reminds me of last season on Beverly Hills on the finale when they like went back to Lisa Vanderpump's house and she was just like chilling at her house, and basically it was like her like being done. But like, obviously that's different because she wasn't talking to the rest of the cast. But I don't know. It's, this whole reunion just kind of like left a weird taste in my mouth of like, okay, I guess it's
over. But that's
over.
Even how Andy seemed. He was like, all right, great. Like,
oh yeah.
Let's see if I talk to you guys again in the future about like a new season. It's just, I feel like this kind of worked out for them in a way because from a viewer's perspective, we didn't know if they were going to be doing a new season. And now with pandemic, they're like kind of pushing it off even more. They're like, oh good. Like this is happening. We don't need to worry. This isn't our first priority, is getting like Shah's the Sunset up and running again.
It's going to be really interesting because obviously there are some Housewives shows and stuff that have been doing filming recently. Atlanta's starting to film. Dallas has been filming. So, you know, like those shows, clearly they're trying to keep, you know, as close to a schedule as possible. But with shows like Shah's and Southern Charm and stuff like that, it's like they don't really have like a clear schedule anyway. So it's mm-hmm. like, who knows? You know, what's going to, because obviously they're not just going to have every show that got delayed premiere at the same time. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of like what takes priority and what they try and get together first after things kind of open
yeah,
up.
I think that they might be trying so hard to get Reza and MJ to stay friends because they need them for the show as like the backbone of the show. But anyway.
If they do another season of that show, they would have to have Reza and MJ because, I mean, that's the one storyline that people actually.
Did you also not think it was weird that Tommy didn't make an appearance at all? I think he would have been too heated, like, to be there. But I do think because Adam was there, it was weird that Tommy wasn't there. But anyway, speaking of that with the pandemic, Kate Chastain also said regarding Below Deck that that's one of the hardest shows to, like,
absolutely
now do. However, I agree because it's in close quarters, like that's horrible. But if everyone, including the cast and like the charter guests are tested before they go on, like, I don't know if it would be the craziest thing. I personally wouldn't do it, but I know there are people out there that would, which is probably why they're not doing it.
I think the crew would be fine, but with the charter guests that are traveling
getting off
because if you've flown internationally regardless of where they filmed the season, Americans might not even be allowed to go there right now, and then they would have to quarantine. I think it's just tough because you have a new set of guests going on the boat every few days.
I know, maybe I'm just sad because like
I'm glad that we still have probably half the season of Below Deck Med left to go, but it's gonna be I don't think they've filmed regular Below Deck next season yet, so.
Well, you know what we can always do? We can have a fun, I just thought of this idea just popped into my head. We could do a review of each Mary-Kate and Ashley movie.
Oh my God, that is an idea. I will say there's no bad ideas in the brainstorm. okay, Barry, because Shah's is finally coming to an end, we'll do who's your number one of the season. I don't even know if it really makes sense to choose.
Of the season?
I'll just say Destiny because I like her energy and I like the way she said Andy June about 55 times in last night's episode. But honestly, I don't know if anyone really deserves a number one designation this season.
At this point for me, it would be Baby Shams and Baby Elijah because, like, they're the babies. But
that's as good a choice as any.
Yeah, like, and you know what? Thank God they're happy, healthy, adorable babies. But if I had to choose, God, this is hard because, like, there's so much fighting on every end. But I have one.
Okay.
I will give my Bravo Leb of the week, of the season, of to the Reza season. And MJ's friendship of 30 years. Okay?
30!
Oh my God. That is what I'm doing because it is a beautiful thing. They're working on it. They're like not letting go of it. So here's hoping.
That's fine.
Thank you.
I am so excited. Next Monday, we will have a brand new episode of Real Housewives of Potomac to talk about. And you know, it is the little things in 2020 to get excited about. And this is a big thing. So
yeah. Surprise, guys. Yeah. Welcome back to our Monday episode. This is our first Monday episode in a while.
It's going to be a fun season. The premiere, I will say, I have already seen it and it is exciting. So yeah, thanks guys
today.
Thanks guys for listening. We will be back later this week with all our other shows to talk about. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.